When we reach the borderlands, the factory girls call out their familiar woot. We answer in kind, and they appear like magic from the trees and brush. Maze and Bessie's skirts are stained with dark red streaks.
"God, as a pheasant,"
Bessie says, catching me looking.
"Imagine that."
She smiles and her teeth are sharp.
"You've come back,"
Pippa exclaims. She's pinned up her skirts to the waist, forming a pouch that sags with a harvest of berries. She embraces each of us, and when she reaches me, she whispers sweetly, "Join me in the chapel."
"Pip, I've got a present for you,"
Felicity says, holding up the box.
"And I can't wait to see it. I'll be just a moment."
Felicity's face falls as Pip spirits me away to the crumbling abbey, humming a merry tune. Once we're safely behind the rotting tapestry, she empties her berries into a large bowl and grabs my hands.
"All right, I'm ready for the magic."
I pull away. "And hello to you too, Pip."
"Gemma," she says, putting her arms round my waist, "you do know how very much I love you, don't you?"
"Is it me or the magic you love?" Hurt, Pippa takes refuge on the altar, tearing marigolds from the floor by their stalks and tossing them aside.
"You wouldn't deny me some measure of happiness, would you, Gemma? I shall be trapped here an eternity with no one but those coarse, common girls as my companions."
"Pippa," I say gently, "I want your happiness, truly I do. But some day soon I'll have to return the magic to the temple and form an alliance to oversee its safety. I won't always have it at my fingertips like this. Have you given any thought to how you will spend the rest of your days?"
Tears pool in her eyes. "Can't I join your alliance?"
"I don't know," I say. "You're not..." I bite the word off before it comes out of my mouth.
"Alive. A member of a tribe."
A fat tear rolls down her cheek.
"I don't belong to your world, and I don't belong to theirs. I'm not a part of the Winterlands either. I don't belong anywhere, do I?"
It's as if she's pierced me straight through, for how often have I felt that way myself? Pip buries her head in her hands.
"You don't know how it is for me, Gemma, how I count the hours until the three of you return."
"It is the same for us," I assure her, "for when we are together, everything seems possible, and there is no end in sight. We will simply go on like this forever, dancing and singing and running through the forest, laughing. That alone is enough to make me take her hands and share the power with her." "Here," I say. I stretch out my arms, and she comes running.